Hi there, and welcome to your Simply Clear Coaching Mind Management Audio. And Simply Clear Coaching is designed to give you the tools needed to manage your mind and life in a simply clear way. I'm David Williams, and I'm about to escort you on a journey. So give this your full attention, and don't do this while you're driving a car or operating heavy machinery. And for this meditation, find yourself in a comfortable position. Either sitting or laying, it doesn't matter which. And once you're in that position, close your eyes and take three big, beautiful breaths in, breathing all the way down into your stomach and with a nice, slow, long out-breath as we begin this journey inside. And this meditation is designed to help you practice using submodalities to break your state of anxiety. So, as you continue to breathe and to listen to the sound of my voice and to listen to the sound of this music, I invite you to play with the cinema of your mind. And for this exercise, I invite you to bring to mind an unhelpful movie that you've been playing, an unhelpful image that maybe you'd like to change and feel differently about. And as you bring that movie to mind, I invite you to change its qualities, to be the Steven Spielberg of your mind, to sit in and take control of your projection booth. And as you have that image in front of you, I invite you now, if it isn't already, to make it a still image, so a snapshot in time. And once you've done that, I invite you to see if you're associated or disassociated in that image. Are you seeing it through your own eyes or seeing yourself? If you're seeing it through your own eyes, it's time to change that so that you see yourself in that image instead. Now. Once you've done that, I invite you to place a frame around that image, like a picture frame. And as you do that now, I invite you to imagine opening a tap and allowing all of that colour of that image just to drain away. Draining away easily, easily draining away now, and to your left, with a black and white image. Like something from a very old television set. Maybe a little bit fuzzy or crackly and black and white. Now you have that still image with yourself in it, with a frame around it, and it's black and white. I invite you to imagine if there are any sounds, turning a huge volume dial and turning that soundtrack all the way down until it's silent. Now. And with this silent image, I invite you to imagine this has been put on a really hot wash on the tumble dryer. Imagine that heat shrinking that image down, making it smaller and smaller and smaller until it's simply the size of a postage stamp, where you can't see the details. And just allow yourself to notice how it feels different now. As I invite you to place that image in a giant catapult
as you pull that catapult back, pulling it back, building up the tension, and then as you let it go, whoosh, and allow that image to fly out into the sky, out into the atmosphere, out into space. And as you take a moment to really notice how this feels completely different, how that image is not the same as it was now. Because whenever you get an image like this, you can whoosh, send that out to space in just the right way. And then I'm going to invite you to play with your internal voice. The internal voice that you play that's sometimes unhelpful. Remembering they're your thoughts from your mind. And it's time you take control of these now. Because you know all of the submodalities of the internal voice. As you notice this now, how loud it is, how fast it is, whether it's your voice or someone else's. Where's the location of that voice? Is it in front of you, behind you, to the left, to the right, above you? And notice this voice like that curious scientist who's never seen this voice before. And then I invite you to imagine speeding that voice up. Make it say the same things, but make it sound really quick. Really, really speed that voice up. Really, 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 really quick now. And then you can just begin to slow that voice down. Slowing it down until it's at the speed it was before. And then taking it even slower. And then, I invite you to move that voice. Change the location from where it's coming from. If it's on the left, move it to the right. If it's on the right, move it to the left. As you play, as you move this voice around, to find where it feels the most comfortable to be. Now. And I just wonder, what would happen if you turn the volume dial down on this voice, making this voice very quiet? And I invite you to change the tone of that voice. So maybe it's a little more friendly, a little softer. Then I invite you to put this voice in that catapult, just like you did with that image. As you pull that catapult back, pulling it all the way back, building up that tension, and as you let go, allow that voice to go sailing out into the sky, the atmosphere, into space, and just see how this feels differently now. Because when it feels different, it means something has changed. And when something has changed, it means that you can't feel the way you used to feel back then before you really made all the changes and learned the skills you need to live beyond anxiety. Now, we're going to play with your internal feelings. As you just scan your body and locate that uncomfortable feeling you have? Where does it live in your body now? And when you've found it, I just invite you to imagine which direction this feeling is moving in. Does it spin up and around, or down and then up? Which direction does it move round in a circle? And I invite you to imagine bringing that feeling outside of you and seeing it spin in front of you, as you're able to watch it, observe it, be curious about it. And then as you begin to slow that spinning down, almost as if it's a wind-up toy which is running out of energy, as it slows and stops, and then I invite you to spin that feeling in the opposite direction, spinning it the other way as it spins and begins to gather momentum. Because when things move in the opposite way, they feel the opposite. They feel good as you allow that to move in front of you and allow it to spin freely, easily, easily and freely. And I invite you to consider if this feeling had a colour that felt the best for you, a colour that allows you to feel good. What colour would this be? As you begin to change the colour like a blending of an artist's palette, as that feeling becomes this colour of feeling good, as it saturates every part of it now, that's it. Allowing that colour just to move through it. And I invite you to consider if you were to change the temperature of this feeling to feel even better, would it be warmer or cooler? As you allow that feeling to change its temperature now, that's it. All the way to the perfect temperature for you to feel good now. And as you take a moment to think about, is there anything else that needs to happen to this feeling for you to feel good about it? Does it need to change its texture? What it's made of? Or is there something else that needs to happen so you can really feel great now? And when you've taken all the time you need to make those final adjustments, and now that they're done, it's time to bring that feeling back inside of you and allow it to settle in its new version, its feel-good version. As you bring that feeling in towards you and absorb that now, all the way, and allow that to settle into your neurology in just the right way that allows you to feel great. Now, as you complete this process, and in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And as I do so, you're going to begin to bring your awareness round and your attention up ready to experience the benefits of what you've just done, to take control of your mind, to know that you can change your internal voice, your internal movies, and your internal feelings by simply deciding to. Whoosh! And one and two, as you begin to bring your awareness around and up, bringing those amazing feelings with you and knowledge that you are in control. And three and four and five, bringing your attention up all the way now, feeling good, feeling more wide awake. And six and seven, bringing your attention up, bringing your awareness around and out, orientating to yourself, to where you are in space and time. And eight and nine and ten, that's it, bring your attention all the way up. And whenever you're ready, opening your eyes. And thank you for taking the time to listen to this mind management audio. I'm wishing you a Simply Clear life from Simply Clear Coaching.